Today on Real Life Radio.
How can a Christian have a problem with that when it's in the Bible? See, we don't want to hear this because we don't want to believe this, because if it's true, now we've got something to deal with. I tell you what, Jesus is coming back and he's getting his church ready, and things like this cause people to grab onto their Bible more or to run away from it.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Before we get into today's message, I want to tell you about an event that we've got coming up this week. It's called Just Church. In a time when so many people have stopped going to church because of fear, maybe pain, or maybe just the convenience of watching online, it might just be time to come back to church. Just Church is going to be a great time to gather as a body of believers and simply worship and hear a good, clear message from Pastor Jack and radically rededicate our lives to the Lord. It's coming up this Friday, September 8th, at the Honda Center in Anaheim. Both the parking and the event are free. To learn more, go to justchurchsocal.com. That's justchurchsocal.com. And now, let's get into the message. On today's very special edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now in his message called In the Days of Deception, Part 2. Now, this is a message that we're breaking to as we take a biblical look at recent global events in the light of increasing deception. You see, with all the lies and false information out there these days, our best defense is to study and to know God's Word. Satan will always try to influence us through trickery, but God's revelations are always true, and they're not to be tampered with. So today, as we kick off this message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that in the last days, some things may seem real, they might look real, they might feel real, but does it line up with the Bible? Deception is when Satan distorts the plan of God to where it threatens even our salvation if we fall for it. And now with his special message called In the Days of Deception, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
In the days of deception, notice how I spelled days, D-A-Z-E, like you just got slapped upside the head and you can see stars going around your head, like that kind of days. Deception causes a daze. Deception causes fear. Deception causes confusion. Deception causes souls to be stolen from the grace of God and to be bound by the powers of Satan. The Bible is very clear about the origins of deception. But we looked at this in the days of deception. We looked last time at what does every Christ follower know for sure. There are things, hallelujah, right, that we can know for sure in the Word of God. And that is that the Bible tells us, number one, of the things that have happened in the past, history. Number two, the Bible tells us what's happening now regarding current events. And third, the Bible tells us about what's going to happen in the future. Going to ask you to write these down if you would, because as we consider the warning signs and the warning exhortations to not be deceived, every one of us want to make sure that we are prepared for what is in our world right now and for what is coming. Number one, write this down if you would, Isaiah chapter 46 verse 9, Isaiah 46 verses 9 and 10. God says, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Somebody say amen to that. I love the way God brags. I mean that in a good way, in a holy way. When God boasts, this is how he boasts, okay? God says, I know the future before it ever happens, and I can learn nothing. Because I dwell outside of your time and out of your world. And I've inserted myself into your world via the Bible. Again, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. 2 Peter 1, 19 says, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed. The prophetic word is God's prophetic word. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to take heed to as the light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Translation, you can't make stuff up, no matter how you feel. You can't make it up. Verse 21, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. What an awesome blessing that is. The Spirit of God has spoken the Bible. And again, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, just the front end of that verse, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. The word inspiration of God means that all the Scriptures have been breathed out by God. You say, yeah, but I thought you said men wrote it. Yeah, that's the amazing thing. God possessed these men to write the Scriptures. And the Bible also says in another place that the prophets wrote down these things that God had said, and they themselves did not understand what it was they were writing. Wow, that's going to come into play as we get into the study more and more. And again, one more time here on this one. Revelation 1, verse 12. Revelation 1, 12. John says, then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. Have you ever seen brass glowing from the heat, from the fire? And his voice as the sound of many waters. Verse 16, he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. Isn't this freaky? This is Jesus. This just kind of blows your mind, don't you? Because you think of the Newport Beach Jesus, wearing a robe. He has hirachi sandals, his hair, like he just got out of the waves. Well, this is the glorified Christ. This is the Christ. This is what Jesus looks like right now in heaven. This is awesome. Remember that when you pray. Remember that when you're in trouble. So out of his mouth, a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. Verse 17, and when I saw him, John said, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me and said to me, do not be afraid. Here it comes. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write these things. Watch this. Write the things which, number one, you have seen. Number two, the things which are. And number three, the things which shall take place after this. You notice that? The book of Revelation, by the way, gives its outline. The only book in the Bible that gives its own outline at the beginning. The things that were, the things that are, and the things that shall be. Church, there are things that have been, there's things that are happening now, and there's things that are going to happen, all according to God's perfect plan. One more shot here on this one. Revelation chapter 22, verse 18. Revelation 22, 18. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life. You don't mess with the Bible. So I want to have your eyes go to the screen right now to remind you.
These pilots are not only trained observers, but they are some of the best aircraft pilots on the planet, operating some of the most sophisticated weapon systems on the planet. When they're telling you that they are encountering something that they cannot describe that impacts our national security and our ability to respond to a perceived threat. And so when they are encountering these objects, we have to take their testimony seriously. Imagine something that had the ability to fly in space, underwater, and in our atmosphere at 13,000 miles an hour and change directions instantly. We fly the SR-71 at 3,200 miles an hour. If you wanted to take a right-hand turn, it would take you roughly half the state of Ohio to do it. And yet what we're seeing are objects that can do 90-degree turns instantly. And we're not talking about speeds of 3,200 miles an hour. They've been clocked at over 13,000. The question arises, how is that possible?
That's not the voice of some pastor. That guy is not some Christian. That guy is not some kook. That guy has been working until recently for the CIA. And what he has been observing, he can't keep quiet anymore. And so he, among others, have become what you're watching now on the news and around the world is the whistleblowers of this argument regarding the phenomenon of things that are undescribable in our world today. And over the course of the last 3 weeks, these reports have been escalating all around the world. And so we began to talk about it last week, and we had to announce it for what it really is. Because there are scientists and there are physicists that are telling us that what people are seeing now does not match the physics of our known universe. So what's happening? And you just saw this CIA agent talk about, in his investigation of unidentified atmospheric phenomenon, is what they're called, that the data shows from airline pilots, commercial pilots, private pilots, that they've seen these things happening and moving, going in and out of the ocean, appearing, disappearing, with no apparent physical properties. So what are we going to say about this? Well, I can tell you what the world is saying about it right now. The world is saying, we're not alone. That's what the world is saying right now. We're not alone. Well, we've never been alone, people. I want you to know that. We've never been alone. And people are saying, well, we saw this and we saw that. And there's the Las Vegas reports right now. There's the New Mexico reports that are... In fact, it's been kind of weird. Some of these, they came out, we saw them, and then 3 hours later, we can't find them on the internet. We found them, though, in other countries, and we've put those links away. We've preserved them. But what's going on? Well, the point is this. These things are too fantastic. And wait a minute, I'm a Christian, and if you start talking about little green men flying around and doing circles around the SR-71, which is the fastest thing we got going on, I can't explain that, and so I'm going to put my head back in the hole. I don't want to hear about it. Well, wait. Listen, first of all, who said anything about little green men? We're going to be talking and picking it up where we left off last week, that Jesus said in the last days there's going to be profound deception that is going to be launched against this world and people will be deceived. I believe that we are seeing an age now that is swung like, it, as it were, a door wide open, and there's demonic manifestations that are taking place and they are escalating. And when you look at history past, the conduct of the nations, the conduct of humanity, the way that we're thinking now in light of the past regarding satanic manifestations, demon possession, and strange things that cannot be described, everything biblically is coming together. If you don't have the Bible right now to explain these things, you are going to freak out. So what really bums me out is that when somebody's holding a Bible and says, I can't deal with this stuff, what are you saying? What are you saying about that book that you're holding? Jesus said there's going to be absolute radical deception in the last days. And so now the world is watching testimony from those that were aboard the USS Nimitz. It was also with the USS Princeton providing radar and guidance and protection when these UAPs began to appear just off the coast of San Diego. And in last week's message, I played numerous whistleblowers that have come forward from the United States Air Force, as well as the United States Space Force, as well as the United States Navy. And what they said was that they witnessed, tracked, and recorded, quote, unknown, non-physical phenomenon possessing unnatural flight characteristics, a term that they now have put unidentified aerial phenomenon or atmospheric phenomenon. It's happening now, being reported more in Russia and in England. If that makes you a little bit nervous, that's okay, calm down. Write this verse down. Ephesians 6, verse 12 says, for we do not wrestle, we do not war against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Invisible demonic activity manifesting. How can a Christian have a problem with that when it's in the Bible? See, we don't want to hear this because we don't want to believe this, because if it's true, now we've got something to deal with. I tell you what, Jesus is coming back and he's getting his church ready, and things like this cause people to grab onto their Bible more or to run away from it. Listen, I think we're waking up to an age, everybody, where we have for far too long as a nation been living among recreational Christianity. I'll be a Christian so long as it serves me. I'll be a Christian so long as it's comfortable. I'll be a Christian so long as it's easy. I'll be a Christian so long as I can explain everything your way. And yet all the while, the Bible has given us the answers.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Church family, please think from this moment forward. Think more spiritually minded than ever before. Think more about the world that really is. And it's not the one that you and I spend so much attention on. And when the Bible says pulling down strongholds, you're not going to want to hear this. The pulling down of strongholds is a term that Paul the Apostle gave to the Corinthians, and he lifted it from the Old Testament to pull down strongholds. Some of you who know your Bibles, you are already framing the proper understanding of this. To pull down strongholds, the Old Testament showed us that, for example, when King Josiah came into power, or for that matter, Nehemiah. Nehemiah wasn't even a king. But what happened? They began to tear down the strongholds of the pagan worship systems that had encroached or invaded the land of Israel, the promised land. And what they did was, when a godly king or when a godly judge like Deborah, you gotta love her, when they came to power, they pulled down the strongholds of Ashtaroth, Moloch, Remphan, the various pagan gods, the Ashtaroth poles. Have you read that in your Bible, everybody? Ishtar? You know the word Easter? Easter is from Ishtar. Ishtar is an incredible ancient deity. Ishtar, one of the chief deities of Babylonianism and the worship system. And when God's people came into power, God told them, tear those things down. And when Paul says tear down strongholds, he's talking about tear down falsehoods and lies that come against the truth. Now you think about that. You let that settle in for a moment. And you have to, when you read the Bible, you don't speak to the Bible. The Bible speaks to you. And you got to ask the scriptures. You got to ask the Lord, Lord, is there any strongholds in my life that needs to be torn down? The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4, verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They won't listen to the Bible. There's a time when people, and I believe, as I said last week, that time is now upon us, where the Bible is considered a joke, a myth, and yet it is the very truth given by God to us. Why? Why are people saying this? Because people are believing the lies. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 tells us, now the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, expressly says in latter times, that's the end of days. The Jews call it the end of days. We say the last days. Some will depart, that is, give up or transfer their faith away. Some will depart from the faith, giving heed. Listen, they give up on Jesus, but they give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Friends, this is so serious. I could actually stop right here and do the rest of the morning on that warning right there. In the last days, demons are going to deliver doctrine. You know what the word for doctrine, it's a fancy word, doctrine. It simply means teachings. Demons are going to start teaching people in the last days. I'm not making it up. It's what the Bible says, and people don't want to hear it. That's just the first wave of getting into the last days. Demons are somehow going to be given the opportunity, the open door. I don't know. But there's something about the last days that kicks off an opportunity for demons to teach false doctrine. And deceiving spirits. Deceiving spirits. A dark, demonic, invisible spirit that is able to deceive people by what is said or by what is done. And church family, if there was somebody that appeared tomorrow down the street speaking about spiritual things but doing profound miracles, I would venture to say that this church could be half the size of what it is today by next week if you follow the biblical example. Because Jesus himself even turned to the disciples and said, "Will you also go away?" People want to see stuff. And if you have a need and a deceiving spirit empowered by the doctrines of demons teach a different gospel and a different Jesus with the power of satanic miracles, the Bible talks about satanic miracles, lying signs and wonders, the Bible calls it. How many people will go after that false teacher? They'll say, "We don't care about the false teaching. We want the miracles." And that is how your fate is sealed. The only way that you can be safe against a deceiving future and a deceptive now is to know the word of God. Amen. And frankly, to address the things that are going on right now. Everything. Go look at it later. Here's your homework. Go look. Google things like this. Not now. Google things like this. Harvard professor announces that Jesus Christ is an alien. And he goes through it. And he's Jewish. That's what's amazing. He doesn't recognize Jesus. And then the UFO thing comes out and he goes, "That's it. Now I got it. Jesus is for real. He's an alien." Google it later. Look at it later. Read him. Listen to him later. Just, it's all over the place right now. And all this has been coming out in the last couple of weeks tremendously. Deceiving spirits have always plagued mankind from the beginning. Need I mention to you, not apparently, we know that that Satan and the fallen angels fell some point prior to Adam and Eve being formed. Because we know that Adam and Eve, once they were formed, it wasn't long, we don't know how long, it wasn't long, it seems as though, that Satan came and visited Eve in the form of a serpent. Now, this is what's hilarious to me. The form of a serpent, none of us know what that means. We think of serpents today, but what that serpent was back then, nobody has any idea what it was. It was called a serpent, but Satan possessed it. Apparently, it could talk. Because when it spoke to Eve, Eve didn't think that was a weird thing. Look, she wasn't stupid. She was perfect. Whatever it was, it's called the serpent. Did it fly? Did it walk? We don't know. All we know is that a serpent in its judgment was cursed to crawl on its belly. That's all we know. By the way, there's some goofball English teacher that's trying to teach the book of Genesis, and he makes fun of the Bible saying about a serpent being condemned to crawl on its stomach. Doesn't everybody know that that's what serpents do, is crawl on their stomach? Yeah, exactly. What kind of a dumb statement is that? The curse was, it was condemned to crawl on its stomach. So whatever Satan was, when the serpent spoke, Eve thought it was okay. And he deceived her. And if Eve can be deceived by the tactics of the enemy, so could any one of us. Apart from the Holy Spirit, that is, using the word of God in your life. I believe Jesus Christ could come back today. I'm a premillennialist. If you're breaking it down in a seminary structure, I'm a futurist, premillennialist, pre-tribulationist, literalist. I believe in the Bible. Literally, I believe that Christ could come at any time. I believe that there's a distinct difference between Israel and the church. And having said that, we look at all the things that are going around in the world and we say, my goodness, we're starting to see things that are representative of the second coming of Christ at the end of the tribulation period. If we're starting to see weird stuff going on, cashless society, one global government, one ruling power to bring everybody under submission to the order of one. By the way, look at the World Health Organization's teaming up now with the World Economic Forum and see what they have in store for you soon. If we see this stuff coming together now, then Thanksgiving's close. In other words, the rapture's close. He could come at any time. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for him?
pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his special message called In the Days of Deception, Part 2. Thanks for listening today, and our prayer is that you've come to know Jesus personally and that you are eagerly awaiting for his return. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Jack Hibbs, and I'm excited that this Friday we're getting together on September 8th at the Honda Center for Just Church. The event is to gather people who have gone away from us. Maybe they're not fellowshipping anymore. Invite them back and let's have an evening of worship, the Word of God, and to make a radical recommitment to Christ.
That's this Friday, September 8th at the Honda Center for Just Church. The event and parking are totally free. Go to JustChurchSoCal.com. That's JustChurchSoCal.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.